we all know, Shabbos is the holiest day of the year, and there's so much we can get out of Shabbos. On the other hand, for many of us, it's a wonderful day, but it's a day of good food, davening, a little bit learning. But we don't really understand and appreciate and take advantage of the lofty nature of Shabbos. Yitz Hashem, we're going to go through the Sefer, Rav Shimshon Pinkus, Shabbos Malkasa, to get a deeper understanding of Shabbos and use it to its utmost for our growth, for the benefit of ourselves and the benefit of the world. So, Rav Shimshon Pinkus starts off by saying, in order to take advantage of a day, you have to understand what the true nature of the day is. For example, Pesach is a time we're really reliving Yetzias Mitzrayim, appreciating that Hashem took us out of slavery. If you just take it as another day of eating nice food and davening, you're missing the point. The same thing with Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. Each one has its nature. Yom HaDin, times of Simchas Torah, happy with the Torah. What is special? What is the nature of Shabbos? So, the nature of Shabbos is that Shabbos is the day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means that during the week, we're involved in our physical interaction, endeavors, etc., to the point that a person could think that to a certain extent, I am running the world, even though he knows that Hashem is running the world, but he's involved in this thing, he doesn't have time even to pay attention to how Kodesh Baruch Hu is running the world. And Shabbos is a time where we're totally mevatel ourselves to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shabbos is a lashon of shavas. Everything stops. We stop all our physical endeavors, and we look back at the beautiful world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we see how the world is being run by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we appreciate that we are Hashem's chosen nation, that we're given the Torah which creates a special relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's another point of this is Batas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, showing that I'm going according to Hashem's will, and not according to the way I look at things. One would think that Shabbos is a spiritual day of recognizing deeper, more deeply the dominion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it's a time that I've been involved only in spiritual things, just learning, davening, etc. Why should a person be involved in eating? But we know that one of the central mitzvahs of Shabbos is not just refraining from work, but eating Shabbos, to have good tasting food and all kind of other physical pleasures. Seems to be a little bit contradictory. So Hashem begins a mashal. If you'd be invited over to a great Godel Yisrael's house, you start talking and learning, and then the Godel says, okay, now let's come and eat. I have a delicious meal set aside for you. If you would tell him, no, I just want a spiritual interaction with you, forget about the lunch, you're missing the point of appreciating this Adam Godel. If you appreciate a great person and he asks you to do something, so Adarabi, you accept it and you realize that this is a way of bringing yourself closer to him, definitely by doing what he says, not what you think in your preconceived notions is the right thing to do. The same thing with Shabbos. Hashem is telling us, Dafka, have physical pleasures on Shabbos. It may be contrary to your first impression of what Shabbos is, but that's also part of it, to be mevatel myself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in the Chanani, with that is batlus, I'm showing Kodesh Baruch Hu, I accept what you're saying, and I'm not only accepting, I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to enjoy my tefillahs, I'm going to enjoy my levin, I'm going to enjoy the food I eat on Shabbos, because this is a day that I'm stepping back and showing myself, Hashem, you are the one who's running the world, and you're the one who has such a close relationship with me. Yes, Hashem, we'll have more clarity to how to solidify these ideas and make them down to earth, realistic ways that, Yes, Hashem, we'll grow from every Shabbos. Thank you.